I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Corporal Caleb Pryor with the Missouri Department of Conservation. As a conservation agent, are there some common interactions that you have with the public?
Yeah, so, you know, just talking about summertime like we are in right now, obviously we spend a lot of time working on the water, whether it's from a patrol boat or from the bank, checking fishermen, you know, checking compliance for the fishing regulations, fishing permits, and then also, you know, water and boating safety regulations as well.
When you have that interaction, what types of things are needed from the person that you're talking with?
You know, so say we're working the river or something and we see people fishing from the bank, you know, a lot of times we'll approach and announce ourselves as a conservation agent. And the things we're going to need to see is, you know, your equipment that you're using, fishing poles, bait, you know, a fishing permit, and most likely an ID.
Are there limitations that you're looking for also?
Yeah, so within Missouri, depending on what body of water you're in or what species you're catching, there's all kinds of, you know, bag limits, and even some inside of some of those bag limits, there's length limits on fish and things like that that we're checking.
Is there a limit on the number of poles that people can have as well?
It depends on where you're at. So like on most conservation areas, you're limited to 3 poles for each individual.
Are there similar interactions, say, in the hunting seasons as well?
Yeah, so one thing that's a little different about people who are partaking in hunting and fishing than, like, say, you know, driving down the highway and getting pulled over for speeding is when you're partaking in hunting and fishing activities, you've consented to a compliance check. So, like, when we come up and make contact with you because we've seen you fishing or seen you hunting, it doesn't mean you've necessarily done anything wrong at that point. We're just doing a compliance check to make sure that, you know, things that we can't visibly watch for, like having a fishing permit, or if you've got, you know, fish that we can't see somewhere, you know, making sure, doing a compliance check to make sure all that stuff's in line with the code.
For permits, does the public have to have a paper copy in their possession, or are there other options?
So, yeah, there's several options in Missouri. So, like, we'll just talk about, like, small game hunting and fishing permits for this example. So those are permits that you don't have to do anything with, you just have to have on your person. So, and what I'm talking about is the difference between, like, say, a turkey permit, where if you were to harvest a turkey at that point, you'd have to notch and invalidate that permit. So those permits, it's a little different than hunting and fishing permits. So hunting and fishing permits, you can literally either have a picture of it, as long as it's signed, you could have the paper copy of it with you, or you could have the conservation hunting and fishing app, and you can actually carry your permits on there as well. And then there's a third option for just hunting and fishing permits that you don't have to invalidate or do anything to. You can also buy a permit card from wherever your local permit vendor is, and it's literally just a card with a QR code on it. And you can, if you, no matter where you buy your permit at, when I scan the QR code on that card, it comes up in my system with all your permits.
If there are violations, let's start with the fishing. Are there consequences there?
Yeah, there's always consequences to violations. We have rules and regulations there for a reason. You know, all of our conservation rules and regulations are all science-based, so there's some sort of management idea behind, or safety idea behind most of those. So, you know, it depends on, it's like anything in law enforcement. We have a lot of discretion as an officer. So we're weighing out lots of things in those decisions, you know, the severity of the violation, whether or not you've been warned for it before, you know, those kind of things. You know, sometimes it's just going to be an education with maybe, hey, this is what the regulation is, this is why it's here, don't do it again. And, you know, other times it may be a citation. So, but all conservation violations, for the most part, are Class A misdemeanors, so it's usually, if it is something that we decide to take enforcement action on, it's most likely going to be a citation, unless there's other, you know, issues, whether, you know, you got warrants or drugs in your pocket or something like that, and then it may change things.
What are some of the other interactions you may have with the public?
So like in the summertime like this, we spend a great deal of time patrolling conservation areas in the evening and night hours for safety. You know, it's our job to keep those areas a place where you would want to be able to go take your kid and not have to worry about, you know, seeing or hearing things that may not be something that you want your family to be around. And conservation areas, due to their remote, you know, dark nature at night. You know, we get some illegitimate activity on the areas, whether that's, you know, alcohol use, partying, drugs, that kind of things. And sometimes just, you know, people that don't think that they're going to get contacted or want to go somewhere where they don't think law enforcement is going to be. Unfortunately, conservation areas sometimes attract that. And, you know, and that's another a regulation that we use on our conservation areas, enforce quite a bit to help keep those areas safe, as conservation areas are closed from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. for any activity that's not a legal activity in the area. So if, basically what that means, if you're not hunting or fishing or camping in a designated camping area, you're not allowed to be on the area. And it's an enforcement tool for us, you know, for parties and illegal activity happening on the area.
That is Corporal Caleb Fryer with the Missouri Department of Conservation, and this is Cop Talk.